But now we turn to religion of the Catholic variety. A leading Catholic journal, which is vetted and approved by the Vatican, has decreed the sport of professional boxing to be an immoral enterprise. It is a form of legalized murder, says the magazine, merciless and inhuman. Whether this message has much impact on boxers, many of whom are Catholics or fight fans, depends on how it filters from the page to the pews, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Boxing is referred to as the sweet science, a phrase which conjures the clack of the automatic typewriter and the stink of the nickel cigar. But those are the words of the hacks, dashed out just before cracking open a desk drawer for a pull of the ubiquitous flask hidden within. Read instead the words printed on the robes of the boxers themselves, and a more sanguinary message emerges. The Hitman, the Manasseh Mauler, the Michigan Assassin, Blood, Bone Crusher, Homicide Hank. It is this tradition, and the recent death in the ring of Lavander Johnson, that prompted the Jesuit journal Civiltà Cattolica to editorialize that boxing was contrary to human and Christian morality and gravely damaging to man, his life, and dignity. Luciano La Rivera is one of the Catholic priests who penned the editorial. He says that if the basic purpose of a sport is to harm another human, then that sport is sinful.
Sin is connected to the what you do, and if you know what you do and you have the intention to do what you are doing. In fact, during the match, the boxer tried to make harm to the other.
Sure, looked at one way, a boxer is trying to harm or even to incapacitate his opponent. But that isn't how a lot of boxers think of it, and not just because of self-justifying reasons. Over at the boxing mecca of Brooklyn, Gleason's Gym, where Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, and hundreds of other pros have trained, Javid Banez, a Catholic and a boxer, talked about the issue of intent, which is at the heart of the church's definition of morality.
A boxer's intent is not to go there and kill the person, it's just to beat them, you know?
Well, to hurt them, though, right? To inflict harm. That's what they say, that that's immoral. If the intent is to inflict harm and to hurt someone, then that's immoral. Do you ever think of that?
Yeah, but you have to understand also, it's a combat sport that involves hitting the other man, but you can't really compete against a heavy bag, you know? You have to compete against a person, and unfortunately, you know, deaths and, you know, injuries sometimes happen in this sport.
Even if Banez sees the issue differently from his church, that doesn't necessarily mean he's in a state of sin, says Father James Martin, an editor at America, the Jesuit magazine. While a disapproval of boxing is the official Vatican position, that doesn't mean it's as important as other fundamental decrees like thou shalt not kill, from which the opinion against boxing is derived.
Catholic Church is what they call a hierarchy of truth. So there's certain things you have to believe in, you know, like the resurrection, the Trinity, those kinds of things. Civiltà, when they will publish an article about something like boxing, for example, I mean, you can go against that and still be a good Catholic.
For his part, Martin, not a boxing fan, says the idea is an interesting one. If we think cockfighting is wrong, why not boxing? They're very similar. They engage bloodlust, and life is damaged or destroyed. Father Kevin Wilds, the president of Loyola University New Orleans, is a moralist by training and a boxer by hobby. He is an amateur, which is endorsed by Civiltà Cattolica, but he also sometimes attends pro fights.
I know full well the church is teaching on it, and actually I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I'm still going anyhow.
Wild says he does a lot of things that are probably wrong. We all sin every day. If a boxer came to him in confession and said, I don't know what to do, it's how I earn my living and feed my family, here's what Father Wilds might say.
A confessor might well say, you know, this is really not a good thing. You really should think about some other way to make a living. But until you do, you also have moral obligations towards your family, you know? So there is a weighing and a balancing that goes on.
Back at Gleason's, boxer Shaden Hamilton was wearing a large cross around his neck. He's not Catholic, but is Christian, and says he doesn't think God objects to the activity that has given him focus, drive, and an outlet for his aggression.
I believe that, you know, that the man upstairs, whoever it is and whoever it might be, if it was Catholic, if I was Catholic, it would be God or Jesus Christ. But I feel like, you know, he knows what's inside of the heart. He knows what we're out here doing. And I don't think it's a situation of him chastising us for doing what we love to do and playing a sport.
The fighters and the priests do agree on some points, that the professional game is more brutal than the amateur, and that the greed that underlies a lot of pro boxing certainly is immoral. But as for boxing being a sin, The long hours, hard training, and quick jabs are hard enough. No one here even considered the possibility that all this sacrifice was in any way offending the Almighty. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.